Do you do mind scanning? We human beings, we are living in an era of remarkable importance in human evolution. Scientifically and technologically, there was no era like this in the past. We have conquered the Earth. We are conquering outer space. Such is the advancement of the science and technology. Modern medical science has done wonders. Through modern scientific and technological advancement, we can scan the human brain and whole body. Even though through MRI and CT and many other methods of scanning, we can scan the human brain, science is yet to come out with another machine to scan the human mind. But 2,500 years back, Buddha taught us how to do mind scanning. And that method is still supreme up to date. And nobody could come out with another method which can be compared with it so far as compared to the Buddha's teaching. Buddhism recognizes human mind is the forerunner for everything. Mano pubbangama dhamma. Mind is the origin of all our human actions. It plays a greater role. We experience the world through mind. Five sense faculties are only the doors of sense receptions. But it is the mind that experiences the world. Because of that, the Buddha says, Chittena niyati loko. The world is led by the thoughts. Because we experience the world through our mind, as well as we react to the world through our mind. Because of that, in our human mind, we experience both pleasure and pain, happiness and the suffering. We perceive the world in a different way and we react to the perceptions in an appropriate way. And in this way, in this process, we also come across a lot of miseries and sufferings that we need to tackle. Stress, tension, agony, and these are very common in modern societies. Fear, worry, it's part of our life. We have a lot of mental diseases. When your mind is afflicted with hatred, ill will, jealousy, anger, cruelty, resentment. Your mind is sick. When you have excessive greed, desire, lust, attachment, your mind is sick. When you have fear, worry, stress, tension, your mind is sick. A mind which is sick will bring more suffering, create more suffering for yourself and to the others. We go to the doctors and we ask the doctors to scan our body. We go for body checkup to find out whether we have some diseases But when we go for body checkup, body scanning, to look for or find out diseases, how many of you scan your mind to find whether you are having any mental diseases? We usually do not do that. We take things for granted. So pay the price. What is the price you have to pay for that? Mental sickness creates more problems. Modern science recognizes some of the diseases, the physical diseases, are in fact caused by the mental stress, tension, and the mental diseases. We easily recognize today the connection between high blood pressure, heart diseases, cholesterol, or diabetic, or many others. Diseases are connected with human emotions, especially negative emotions. So for that reason, it's very important for us to learn how to scan our mind. I believe some of you have experienced that your computer has broken down because of virus attack. Well, I have experienced it. If you do not have virus guard software, antivirus software installed to your computer, and if you do not update it, if you do not scan your computer, it is possible you might get virus attack. Your computer might break down. Exactly in the same manner, if you do not have antivirus software in your mind, you can get affected by these viruses. And you can be mentally breakdown. So once you are mentally broken down, then of course, the result will be quite miserable. Sometimes when you go to fix the issue to a psychologist, you are too late. They cannot fix it anymore. And we'll end up in IMH. Is this the hospital here? Yes. So before that, do your mind scanning. Recognize the virus, tackle with them in an effective way. So here, the virus is a term for defilements, as I said earlier, mental diseases. Antivirus software is a term for the Dhamma, the teachings of the Buddha. So what are the viruses affect the human mind? Generally speaking, as we all know, there are three types of viruses which are very powerful, and out of these three viruses, many other secondary type of viruses come into existence. The first category of viruses is known as greed. Self-centered blind attachment. Because of this self-centered blind attachment, out of it comes greed, lust, clinging, and many other such type of defilements which make you narrow-minded, which make you behave in a such a way that you create stress, tension, agony in your mind. And react to the world in a similar way and create similar situations in human society. Self-centered blind attachment is a cause root of many other viruses. The second nature of the mind which produces the viruses is known as hatred. But this is a kind of nature, whatever goes against for our self-centered blind desire, or whatever prevent achieving what we want, and that create repulsion in the mind, which is repugnance, hatred, ill will, jealousy, anger, cruelty, resentment, and many such kind of defilements come into existence. Thirdly, we also have a self-illusion. not understanding the things the way they are. Human brain has got wonderful capacities to understand things. At the same time, human brain can delude us, make us deluded and make us believe in certain things. So we perceive the world in a distorted way, not the way actually they appear, but they create distortion. They create different views in our mind, in our brain. So we perceive the world in a different way, what we call in Pali, vipulasa. Through sense faculties, when we receive the data, we undergo kind of process in our brain. We commonly understand that is normal, but spiritually and more deeper understanding, we recognize their delusion. The things are impermanent, but we perceive them as permanent. Things are subject to change and disappear, and clinging to them produce suffering, but we grab them thinking that they're pleasurable, favorable, can bring lasting solution. In this way, we perceive the world in a distorted way. So out of these three roots, there are secondary types of defilements coming to existence, what I like to label them as viruses. Buddha categorically divide these many defilements into five groups, and he recognized them as hindrances for awakening. So he called them pancha nivarana, five hindrances. We had a separate talk for that under the topic of clouds that cover the sunshines. So I'm not going to talk about it here in detail. But because of these viruses, as I said, we create a lot of problems in our day-to-day life. While you are driving on highway, you might burst into anger, you might utter rough words, vulgar words, you might quarrel with somebody, with another driver. In your office, you might break into anger or create havoc. Or sometimes you become miserable, moody, gloomy, and enclose yourself in a cell thinking that self-pity and a kind of situation, stressed situation. Or in this way, or in day-to-day life, we might make silly mistake, or a simple thing, we will make big hahu, but actually it's a very simple thing. Among the husband and wife, something can be easily settled, maybe simple words, but because of egoism, and you might drag it to the extent very miserable situation arise in family life. But all these things happen without our awareness. And that is what we call delusion. And only when we are mindful, we can understand these things. So now, as ordinary human beings, since we still have to live in these busy lives, and since we do not have time like monks and nuns have, they have plenty of time to meditate, but lay people, we don't have time, correct? Yes, so if it is the case, whether there is any easy way out? Well, that is what I'm going to tell here. Mind is scanning. Busy people, though you are so busy in your day-to-day life, if you so wish, you still can be benefited from the Buddha's teaching by doing mind scanning. The mind scanning software has got three steps. The first step is known as Yoniso Manasikara. Yoniso Manasikara here means careful and mindful reflection. What you have to do at the end of the day, having finished your work, just before you sleep, sit on your cushion, seclude yourself from your all your mobiles and from every other contact. Close your eyes. Practice breathing in and out meditation just for a few minutes, just to make your mind calm down. Start going through your mind. Scan your mind for viruses. Throughout the day, there might be occasion that you broke into anger. There might be incidents that you reacted in a very negative way. There might be incident where some other people create problems towards you and you think that they did something wrong towards you. You might be still holding some anger, grudge towards these people. From your office, maybe you're still carrying some burden in your heart. So going through this process, starting from the morning, go through the process mindfully, reflecting. And this is simply mind scanning. And this first round of scanning, you are simply going to recognize the affected area of your mind. The where in your mind is affected by these viruses of negative, destructive, unwholesome type of defilements. Once you recognize these areas, okay, these are the areas where the viruses are affected, then you use the second software. What is the second software? Dhamma Vichaya. Analyzing according to the Dhamma. So here, take these incidents one by one and do your experiments. You are going to look at it in a Dhamma way, not in other way. You have to be like a scientist. You have to be unbiased. And then analyze the matter. Did I behave in a selfish way? When I said that, did I have any ulterior motive behind me? Taking the incidents in such a way without being biased to yourself or any other side, like an outsider, you are going to analyze the matter and try to understand it. Yatha bhutang jnana dasanang, the way it is. But here you need to have a little bit of Dhamma understanding. And I suggest you to do this with these, according to these three ways. First way is analyze the matter according to condition genesis, cause and effect. Nothing happened without reasons. Everything happened because of reasons. So simply understand cause and effect. Why this incident happened? There might be reasons that you can see. There might be causes that you can see. They can be sometimes psychological, purely psychological, or they can be some other issues. Whatever it is, simply recognize these issues according to condition genesis, cause and effect. You do not have to judge to say right or wrong. Simply understand it like a scientist. Don't label them. Understand the underlying causes and conditions of that incident. Secondly, then of course, you also analyze the matter with the Buddhist teaching of karma and vipaka. Action and reaction. Buddhism teach every individual is responsible for his or her own thoughts, words, and actions. We may not be able to control all human beings and their actions and their thinking. That is impossible. But we are in control of our own thoughts, words, and actions. We are responsible for our own actions. Yet think of that matter, particular incident, whatever affected in your mind, incident, according to karma and vipaka, action and reaction, or action and action responsibility. This is another way that you can look at it. Thirdly, I also encourage you to see whatever that incident in the format of four noble truths. Whatever miserable incidents, you can analyze according to four noble truths. And understand, when you understand the four noble truths, suffering, cause of suffering, its solution, and end of the solution, you might see clearly, in fact, suffering, its cause, its end, and the path within your mind itself. Perhaps you might see the solution there. I cannot give you ready-made answer or model for this, other than giving you some of these teachings that you can use. Case by case, depend on the situation, you have to analyze it differently. So the Four Noble Truths is one of the model that you can use. So here, Dhamma Vichaya, analyzing according to the Dhamma, there are three things that you can use. Condition genesis, cause and effects, causes and conditions of the incidents, karma and vipaka, actions and its reactions that you are responsible. So then thirdly, Four Noble Truths. Problem, cause of the problem, solution, and how to achieve the solution. Having done so, now you have achieved some degree of development in your mind through this scanning process now. Then you come to the third software and the final one. What is this? This is called vipassana. The word vipassana means look at it in a special way. We special passana seen. Seen in a special way. You also can translate the word to single word called insight. But insight comes with special observation. So you are going to observe this incident, whatever that incident, under the three characteristics. Anicca, dukkha, anatta. Impermanence. Whatever the incidents that you are caught up, whatever the miserable feelings that you are having, whatever the anger, whatever you are experiencing now, which is painful, miserable incidents and feelings and perception that you are having now, they are not permanent, subject to change and disappear. So understand and see it in that light. We are practicing Anicca Anupassi meditation in this class, am I right? And many of you have learned it and used that method. How feelings appear and disappear, perceptions appear and disappear. In this way, they are transient, they are not permanent, subject to change and disappear. This is called anicca. Then you also understand, if I had to grab these negative feelings, miserable feelings, if I had to prolong grabbing them, then what do? I prolong my suffering. As long as I cling to these feelings, I'm not free from suffering. But if I can let go these feelings, then I am free from suffering. This is dukkha, understanding suffering and how we create the suffering. Then come to know again, who am I? I'm the combination of feelings, perceptions, mental formations and consciousness plus with this body. And they all are changing. Why do I have to solidify them? Why do I have to grab them? Why can't I let them flow their own way? When you understand it, you are understanding the selflessness. Perhaps at this stage, you can let go your misery and be free from it. So well, this is how you can do the mind scanning. If it doesn't work for the first time, second time, third time, when you do it every day as a process, it will start to work. Remember the Buddha's teaching. Buddhism doesn't teach you miracles. Of course, there is miracle. What I'm trying to tell, do not expect quick results. And the spiritual cultivation has got a slow process and do not expect quick result. And you can achieve spiritual height only through practice, not through miracles, not through by praying to the Buddha, but by practicing what Buddha teaches.